This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The scandal in the mutual fund industry keeps expanding. Today, the CEO of Putnam Investments agreed to step down following civil fraud charges brought against the company. Regulators, including New York Attorney General Eliot Spitzer, testified before the Senate today and urged reform of the entire industry. They said illegal trading by insiders and special rules for favored customers have eroded trust and harmed ordinary investors. NPR's Chris Arnold reports.
Before even arriving in Washington, Eliot Spitzer made it perfectly clear that he thinks something's broken in the nation's capital. Spitzer criticized the Securities and Exchange Commission for being asleep at the switch regulating mutual funds. Spitzer said last week, quote, "This has been an outrageous betrayal of the public trust by that agency and that heads should roll at the SEC." Today, though, Spitzer pledged to work with the SEC and focused his criticism on the mutual fund industry itself.
The evidence of this abuse was very obvious. Those who wished to look should have been able to see it. Those in management positions should have understood. And if those on boards of directors or advisory companies or management companies had gone to even the minimal effort that they are supposed to go to, they would have seen these abuses.
And that was the primary point for some on the Senate Financial Management Subcommittee today, especially given the scope of wrongdoings found by a new SEC probe of brokerages and mutual funds. SEC Enforcement Director Stephen Cutler said preliminary findings show widespread so-called late trading and market timing of mutual funds.
More than 25% of responding brokerage firms reported that customers have received 4 p.m. prices for orders placed or confirmed after 4 p.m.
That's clearly illegal. Paul Roy, the director of the SEC's Investment Management Division, offered a long list of potential changes in regulations, such as greater disclosure about fees and a more foolproof 4 p.m. trading deadline. But subcommittee chair Senator Peter Fitzgerald wondered how effective all that would be by itself.
But at the end of the day, isn't it becoming apparent that there's just so much abuse going on out there? And we're treating so many problems, and as soon as we treat some of these problems, new problems are likely to arise. Don't you think it's time we need to reassess how mutual funds are governed?
I would agree with that statement. I think that we've been sidetracked, if you will. And you're right, we can write rules, but a lot of these rules and a lot of the practices are already illegal, has been outlined.
Eliot Spitzer and others say for real reform to take place, mutual funds need to be restructured. Currently, Spitzer argues that fund directors have the wrong incentives, namely to make money for management instead of getting the best returns and lowest fees for investors.
The issue that I think faces the Congress and your subcommittee is how do you craft a statute that will reinvigorate those boards to get them to actually challenge investment advisors and fund managers to do what has to be done.
The senators at the hearing seemed motivated to try to do that. Republican Peter Fitzgerald said he'd like to require that at least 75% of fund directors be independent and that excessive fees be scaled back.
The mutual fund industry is now the world's largest skimming operation. A $7 trillion trough from which fund managers, brokers, and other insiders are steadily siphoning off an excessive slice of the nation's household, college, and retirement savings.
Fitzgerald is pledging to work with ranking Democrat Daniel Akaka to submit bipartisan legislation in the Senate aimed at reforming the industry and restoring investor trust. Chris Arnold, NPR News.